and getting so scared with what's happening in Italy and the numbers and et cetera and how long, people could use this as a time to learn, well, what is it that I need? What is it my body could be asking for so that I, my immune system, this net that allows certain things in and allows me to feel more protected? I mean, forget, before we get into, and maybe we won't get into the science and the biochemistry of an immune system, let's just talk about the meta level of an immune system is something that you and I use those words, immune system, that we relate to as something that protects us so that outside things have less an effect on the inside. The whole thing about coronavirus might underline how we need to be partners with our environment. We need to be better stewards of the earth, whether that's using recycling toilet paper or paper towels or laundry detergents. We need to think about how we are related to the earth and how our body is connected to the environment. So one of the things about the immune system is that it is very highly susceptible and influenced by what you eat, the kinds of nutrients you take. And just like, you know, there are certain herbs for migraines and there's certain herbs for the skin and eczema and there's certain herbs for the menstrual cycle and there's certain herbs for the digestive system, there are herbs that have medicinal value, and not every car is a Kia and not every car is a Bentley. So there are different ranges of variability and quality of these herbs. So that not every herb in a drugstore, no names mentioned, or not every herb in a health food store that is the same name of the herb is necessarily going to be the same quality. But that said, this could be a time where somebody says, you know, I'm going to make sure that unless it's ice storms, I get out and walk for 10 or 15 minutes. I think oxygen might be really good. You know, viruses and bacteria and different organisms have less hold in the physical body, the better our body deals with oxygen. And so that might be, you know, I'm not going to run 3 miles, but I could start to walk for 5-10 minutes. Right. That small thing could give people confidence.
No question. You tell you what, in the last few minutes, you've certainly given us a lot to think about, Dr. Barry Taylor. In fact, while you were talking, I just searched the phrase, laughter is the best medicine, and this is a quick paragraph that came up. Laughter reduces pain, increases job performance, connects people emotionally, and improves the flow of oxygen to the heart and brain. Laughter, it said, is the best medicine, and all the health benefits of laughter may simply result from the social support that laughter stimulates.
Mm. Ken, that's beautiful. Thank you for reading that. That's great.
Yeah. No, I just, you mentioned that, and I believe it's true. I mean, it's long been said that laughter is the best medicine, and, you know, I certainly in these times, maybe it is. Maybe it is. It's right up there anyway, for sure. They haven't developed the vaccine yet, so I guess laughter is what we have right now.
Well.
Yeah. So, Dr. Taylor, I want you to hold on. We have to take a break here. And, folks, if you have any questions for Dr. Barry Taylor, feel free to call in at 866-823-1077, 866-823-1077. If you would like to chat with Dr. Barry Taylor, we'll take a break and then continue right here on 107.7 The Pulse and News Talk 98.1 WTSN. 107.7 The Pulse, News Talk 98.1 WTSN. Kale and Company for a Thursday afternoon, 1:36 is our time. Dr. Barry Taylor is with us and has certainly given us some positive things to think about so far when dealing with the coronavirus, which we have been now for, I don't know, the better part of the last month. And now, you know, things are grinding to a halt, more and more stores are closing as the days go by. Still, the grocery stores, for the most part, are open. Restaurants are serving just takeout food at this point. But we still, encourage you to support them as best you possibly can. But as you pointed out, there is a lot of fear out there Dr. Taylor. And, you know, if you can bring some laughter and joy into your life and the life of others, you know, perhaps, you know, that's the positive that might come out of this pandemic.
Could be.
Yep.
Here's something, before we get into physical food, if you want to ask me about what vitamins or what minerals or what herbs, I want to read this because it's so, you'll love this. You read something beautiful. This is written by Brother Richard, who is a Capuchin Franciscan monk. It's called Lockdown. Yes, there's fear. Yes, there's isolation. Yes, there's panic buying. Yes, there's sickness. Yes, there's even death. But they say in the Wuhan that after many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and gray and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty square, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that in a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. And today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number through the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary. And all over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and remember, yes, there's fear, but there doesn't have to be hate. Yes, there's isolation, but there doesn't have to be loneliness. Yes, there's panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there's sickness. Yes, there's even death. But there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Breathe, listen behind the factory noises of your panic that the birds are singing again. Today's the first day of spring, I added that. The sky is clearing, spring is coming, and we're always encompassed by love. So open the windows of your soul, and though you may not be able to touch across an empty square, you can sing. I think that was beautiful.
That's beautiful. It is. It is beautiful. And you know, I noticed today, I was out doing some grocery shopping this morning, that people in general seem to be friendlier toward one another than in recent times. Really, people are saying hello to strangers, giving them a smile. So I walked in and I was approaching the carts. And, you know, we had some snow this morning, so Most of the carts were wet that I was approaching, and a woman walked over to me and said, would you like this dry cart? And so I took it. I mean, just a little gesture like that. But people seem to be friendlier and nicer
random
to one another.
Random acts of kindness. Yeah. Random acts of kindness.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just a little thing like that can go a long way. You know, it really does.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Ken.
Yeah. No,
great.
There's so many things that you can do all the time, but now it's accentuated. We'll carry this with us well beyond this pandemic. And
is my point about people starting to be intentional that we're reinventing ourselves. We're reinventing to actually think both more globally as well as more locally.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs help that's close to me? How can I serve that person? Who haven't I reached out to that I could email, text, or call them since I have so much more time and say, I'm just thinking of you. Is there anything I can do for you? Is there anything you want me to pray for you in any way? You know, how can I include you in my life? Because I just want you to know I'm so grateful that we did this, that, or the other together. And I think, that in this social distancing, maybe what a number of us will come out of is a whole way of socially connecting, not because we're so tired of being lonely and distanced, but we really access that part of ourselves that loves to be generous. We access that part of ourselves that loves to give to ourselves, not in a narcissistic, selfish way, but we just love that we are so interconnected. And